Dear God, in the wondrous name of Jesus, we come to you today with great thanksgiving. Lord, thank you that you did send your Son to die. Thank you in your power that you have raised him to sit him up on high at the right hand of the Father. Now we glory in that moment. We glory in that time. And God, today we are just so thankful that we have such a willing God. God, you are willing. You're willing that none should perish. You're willing that we should run and run a race that we could finish with joy. God, help us to be willing today to receive of you. God, help us to realize our need this morning. If there be a heart out there that does not know you today, Lord, let them say, Jesus, come into my heart. Jesus, come into my life. I believe that thou art the Son of the living God. I thank you, Lord, that you've caused our hearts to say that. Lord, it is that easy. You died for all mankind. God, you're not a respecter of person whatsoever. Lord, you want us to come and not just to be saved, but to come to a full knowledge of the truth. Lord, help us to take that wonderful provision, that wondrous offering. We thank you and praise you in the wondrous name of Jesus. May we magnify that name. Amen. Amen. If you would open your Bibles with me today, the Lord has encouraged my heart to the book of John, and we'll go to the 19th chapter, and we'll begin reading from the 16th verse. That's John chapter 19, verse 16. Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. This is Pilate delivering our wondrous Jesus. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two other with him, on either side one and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. There's nothing to be confused with, was there? Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am King of the Jews. Pilate answered, what I have written, I have written. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, let us not rend it, but cast lots for it. Whose it shall be? That the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, they parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleophas and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. Then he saith to the disciple, behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. Then Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other, which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bear record, and his record is true. And he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. For these things were done. These things were done. That the Scripture should be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken. And again another Scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. Praise God. Praise God. It is finished. The greatest three words I really believe ever spoken to man, brothers and sisters. It is finished. My love, my grace, God's power completely abolished sin and death. And you know, as I was drawn to this week, I was thinking, you know, it really should have been a time like a time at Times Square on a New Year's night. When that ball is dropping, you talk about a fanfare. You talk about hollering and whooping it up and all the fireworks that ever could have gone on. But you see, the Word of God is so true and so faithful to us, brothers and sisters, that at the very moment of complete and total victory, God never wavered. Nope. God never blinked an eye. But He only continued on with the trying of our faith. Is more precious than gold. Never distracted in His care for us. He said at that moment, and He's telling you today, brothers and sisters, it's going to be by faith. It's not going to be by sight. I want you to have a full reward. Praise the Lord. And you look at all the marvelous faith, brothers and sisters, that was brought to us this glorious day. You think about it. From the parting of the garments to the vinegar that was put to His lips. The Scripture fulfilled that not a bone was broken. And the spear thrust into His side. Perfection. Absolute perfection. The prophets foretold every bit of this day. And the God of all detail performed the obedience in the wondrous Lamb slain. Yet here we are today. Now, let's bring it down now. In our dire circumstance, huh? And I know there's a lot of dire circumstances out there today. We're a people full of need. Just as the same dire circumstances for those that were there at that time watching the wondrous Lord and Savior be crucified. And it may be today, brothers and sisters, that it is a time of all hope is gone. It might be a time that you're thinking that, Lord, there are no signs of life. It might even be a time in your life today that there is no sense of joy. Maybe we'll just cut down to the chase and face it. Maybe it's just downright doom and gloom. But did He not say it is finished? It is finished. That it is absolutely complete. I think the Lord brought it to me another way. He said, son, I don't care how you're seeing things. Nope. I don't care if you're so distraught. Look, son, my torn body was up there that day. I bled and died. And praise God, your victory is right there in that cross. Now come forth and embrace me. Do we really understand that it's in the greatest of trial that the greatest of victory lies there? I hope we do. You see, often we get so caught up, brothers and sisters, in how powerful the enemy is. And it's unfortunate. I think I have heard enough sermons, and even ones praying, that seem to give more emphasis to the devil than the one that cried out, "Tielio, it is finished, and that means you, old devil." God help us. May we never forget. Proverbs 16:4. It says that the Lord hath made all things for Himself. This is God we are talking about. And He has the right. Did you know that? And He said in His Word, I have made all things for Myself. Yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Did you hear that? He made even the wicked for the day of evil. God created the devil. Now, there's a lot of people that don't like to hear that. I love to hear that. Oh, I love to hear that. I rejoice to hear that. God knows that devil better than the devil knows himself. Do you know that? Do you know how much he's got this thing under control? Do you realize how that there isn't a step that he doesn't order? Do you realize that greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world? Do you realize that the head of that old snake was under his foot way back there in the Garden of Eden? I can kind of see that old devil thinking he got one past him. Oh yeah. Oh look, God. I got that girl and that boy to be eaten of that tree of life. See what I've done? And the Lord just looking at him thinking, you old dummy, you just played right into my hand. Oh yes. Got to know this. So you got to believe God. You got to believe that God is the very God of all. That's how convinced he wants you to be. And the reason that he's the God of all is because he just loves you. He just loves you. We talk about this all the time, but again, putting this into perspective, that God was there all the time. He's been there all the time from the very beginning. And even when the devil thought that he had got something by God, and God tell him, no, it's just what I ordered. Yes, but look, God, I got him to sin. And God, the Father, standing right there, and he looks at his son, and he said, yeah, but behold the Lamb. This is my plan. Do you see it for your life? Praise God that he did this for this whole world. I understand that. But he did it for me. See, that's what's going to bring it home. That's what's going to bring it into your home. That's what's going to make it live for you. That's what's going to bring it into the life of your children. That's going to bring it to your workplace. They might not like it there. But you know what? I don't care. For me to live is Christ. To die is gain. If I'm suffering, praise God, for his name's sake, there's nothing greater that they could bring my way. A fool for Christ's sake, amen. Praise God. But how easy, brothers and sisters, I look at this passage we're reading here. You think how easy it appears that the devil could have just got one thing off of its course. There were those Roman soldiers there. They were required to break his legs. Did you know that? It was the absolute law. They could not go away from a crucifixion without breaking the legs of the one crucified. The other two that were with Jesus that day, they went and broke both of their legs. But you know what? Not a bone of his was broken. Oh no. See, nothing's hard for God. And this is God we're talking about. When are we ever going to get it? This is God that we're dealing with. And his word is true. And there is no power but of God. And that's in his word. It's Romans 13:1. Satan cannot do. Are you listening to this? I hope you are. See, this whole world tries to promote this enemy. Oh, absolutely. This is his world right now. He's the prince and the power of this world, this air. Oh, the gratefulness of God. How great he is to place us in this place. Hallelujah. To show his faithfulness. The enemy that's out there to kill and to steal and to destroy doesn't have a chance facing the love of God. He's got to flee. Hallelujah. The same way that Jesus Christ confronted him out there in the wilderness, in the temptation time. It is written. Devil defeating you today? It's because you're not going about saying, it is written. He can't fight the Word of God. You can't fight the Word of God. You can't fight against the Word of God. That's why if you're a child of God here today, and you're not yielding to the Lord, I'll guarantee you your life is not sitting right. He says you're not your own, you're His. When He gave you His life, there's no giving it back. As opposed to what others may say, nothing can separate us from the love of God. I'm just so grateful to Him for that. It's His faithfulness, brothers and sisters. It's not mine. It's not me that decided to get all dressed up and come to church today and say, "Oh Lord, I've got a great sermon here to give everybody." Oh no, this is God's work. You're God's work. You got to get into that. You got to understand that God is the one that is building His life in you. And if you'll let Him do it, He'll build it to absolute perfection. He said, "Through my Spirit, I'm going to take the things of Christ. I'm going to make them yours." And you know what? He didn't leave anything out. That's all things. All things. I think of the very power of God, the very power of His might, that I can live in that strength and that victory all day long. Yes. But people say, "Well, you don't live a sinless life. God took care of that a long time ago." Get away from that stuff. When He said that your sins are as far as the east is from the west, what did He mean when He put them in the sea of forgetfulness? What do you think He meant by that? I'm clean. I'm redeemed. I'm holy. I'm righteous. Now lay hold of that. And you'll grow. There's nothing to stop the grace of God. It will grow you up. It'll make you mighty men of God. Women too. It's all mankind. Praise the Lord. See, there's neither Jew nor Greek nor male nor female. See, we got to get out of that. This old world tries to cause division any way it can. I hope when you walk into this place, there should never be a division. The love of God, let me tell you something. We're souls out there, brothers and sisters. We are souls. And you'd realize that there's nothing more valuable to God than a soul. We're one in Christ. There's no respecter of person. And until we love with the love that loves without dissimulation, let me tell you something. You'll never grow up into Him in all things. Because to grow up into Him in all things is His love. He's a God of love. That's how it begins. That's how it continues on. That's how it always was. He's a God of love. Hallelujah. But I love that this is the God that this Satan can only do and see and affect what God allows. I've rejoiced many times with you over these past few years where God said, "Have you considered my servant Job?" I hope you know that story. Have you considered my servant Job? Basically what He was pointing out to that old dummy devil, He said, "Have you even noticed him?" And you know what? He hadn't. You know why? Because God didn't lift the hedge. Oh, but He's defeating me, brother. Oh, I forgot. Come on. I mean it. Come on. Rise up, He said. Come and eat. Get some strength. Do you realize we really do, brothers and sisters? I'm getting after me too. I hope you understand that. We're all in this fighting the good fight of faith together. But I insult my Father when I don't trust His Son. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Do we realize that? No, we're trying to grasp, "Oh, but that sin's bigger than that sin." No, it's not. It's all sin. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. My unbelief is sin. But thank God, we're rejoicing in a time that He nailed all that to the tree. And when I go to Him and I say, "I'm sorry," He says, "Son, I'm so thankful that you're so sorry. I'm so thankful that you have a repentant heart, but I'm trying to figure out what you're sorry for."
Hallelujah.
Did He not say that He forgot it?
Amen.
Come on now. You're calling God a liar if you think He's remembering any of your sins today.
Hallelujah.
You're calling Him a liar. But have you noticed Him? God had to point out old Job to him, didn't He? Because God had a specific purpose for old Satan that day. And it was to bring out a faith in Job. To bring out a faith in you, and you, and you, and you, and me. How about a faith that says, "Hey, you know what? Though he slay me, will I trust him?" You know what? I can sense that God has taken me there. I don't count this life valuable anymore. I really don't. I honestly can say that before the Lord. I know He counts it valuable. I really do. But you know what? If He allows me to take this step and I see Him face to face, I'll feel sorry for you because you're not there yet. I'm going to be with Jesus. I'm going to be with my Lord. I'm going to be face to face with the one that saw me before the foundations of the universe, before He laid one of those galaxies out there. And He said, I love that boy. I love that boy. That pastor said he was sorry calling me boy. I don't care. I just say, don't call me late to heaven. Oh, and by His faith, it's going to be right on time. Thank you, Jesus. You see, the purpose of this evil foe in this life, brothers and sisters, know this. This is important. It's to bring out God's very best in you. I hope you know that. See, God allowed him to be the prince of the power of this world, so Christ could build the Christ in me glory in them that are willing. Yes, in them that are willing. And God, I have to pray, make me willing. Absolutely. I want to be willing to be willing for you.
Amen.
He said it very clearly. Son, let me put my will and to do of my good pleasure in your life.
Amen.
And you know He can do that.
Yes.
You can operate in the Spirit today. Praise God. It's awesome. It's wonderful. See, it's not what I'm going to do. It's what He's going to do. It's not what I'm going to take out of my life. It's what He's going to bring into my life. See, He brings so much into my life, I don't have any time for that other stuff in my life anymore.
Amen.
Do you see that? There's a difference.
Hallelujah.
There's a difference in the goodness of God. See, that's the grace of God. I realize that when He said that He's going to bring this on, He's going to bring it on. And I'm so occupied with Jesus, hallelujah, I don't have time for the riffraff of the world.
That's right.
Just as the crucifixion day, brothers and sisters, without the enemy there tempting and trying all the way along, there would have never been a Savior. Well, without the enemy tempting and trying us all the way along, there will never be a bride. He has got it so under control. And He said this to me personally. Jesse, if you'll just trust me. If you'll just trust me, son. I was pretty wound up this week. Wound up tight. Brother here had to watch me. Wound up tight. Pastor, you get wound up tight. Yeah, I do. God's still here working on me too.
Amen.
I'm still in school. Praise God. I'm so thankful I know that. Sometimes He has to bring me back to Trust God 101. Never leave that class. Don't. Don't ever leave that class. He's so patient with me, brother. Where would I be without Him? I just don't know. But I know I'd be lost in a flotsam somewhere. God forbid, just bouncing around led by the devil himself. But God, brother.
Amen.
But God, sister. It's just so awesome what but God brings me every day. I came to die for your sin, son. I became sin for you. Who knew no sin? I think about how He moved through that angry mob. I think about how they cursed Him and mocked Him. And tore at His flesh. And crucified Him. And yet all the while that He was up there, He was the Lamb. The Lamb. Not the King, the Lion in a sense. He became and is the Lamb of God for me.
Amen.
He came and willingly gave Himself. He came and willingly gave His life. And as they continued to tear at Him and to mock Him and to spit upon the very God of very God. All He could cry out to the Father was, they don't know what they're doing, Father, forgive them. you know that he's still there today?
Hallelujah.
That enemy approaches and says all these different things, but you've got an advocate there today that's there 24/7 and beyond. And he's saying, oh no, I've got it covered. Hallelujah. My blood, hallelujah. It was coming forth even after my death. Oh, I love it. Thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Do you realize this is the one that could have called 10,000 angels? I couldn't have done it. And you couldn't have either. I'd have called them all. Yep. But he didn't call a one. He had to face it alone. He had to face it alone. So that I would never be alone. I just can't imagine. He had to face it alone. So that I would never be alone. God would never turn His face from me. Jesus, You took that place for me. You took that place truly for all mankind. If they would just reach out and say, yes, You are my Lord and Savior. I believe. Praise God. But there was only mercy and grace and love pouring forth. Oh, and yes, even after death. I love it here. It says blood and water. Don't worry, we're not going to talk too much longer. I hope He just continues to thrill your spirit, though. From yonder to yonder to yonder. But He said blood and water. Brothers and sisters, this was a life, an abundant life, pouring forth. Pouring forth that day, and I'm telling you, it's never stopped. It's a life, brothers and sisters, that will set you apart to God. It's a life that will take you out of the place of unbelief. It'll put you in the place of faith. And I'm going to tell you, it'll be a place of victory like you could never imagine. But see, the Word of God works effectually in them that believe Him. That believe Him. And brothers and sisters, as children of the King, why don't we believe Him? It doesn't feel good when I don't believe Him. It feels downright awful. There's a time this week I was having a hard time. I said, Lord, what do You want? What are You trying to do? How about being still, son, and knowing I'm God? Huh? I don't know how many more times we're going to have to go through this. But you know what? Tribulation works patience, sister. And I'm finding out I don't have much patience. I don't know what God's going to have to do in this life. I really don't. But the one thing I do know is I've put it before Him and I said, Lord, I want to grow up into You in all things. I want to win You as bridegroom. Praise God. I want to be seated in the heavens in Christ in the very midst of the throne someday with You. I know that I'm seated there, but praise God, I want to take the place, hallelujah, that is right next to Your side. And you know what He said to me? He said, you know, son, I'm faithful. I'm faithful. Oh, yeah. I abide faithful still. I'm bringing it on. My grace is sufficient for your time of need. And you know what, son? You got a time of need all the time. Oh, I feel like that little kid sometimes. Just kind of like this and everything. And he just takes me in his arms and he pats me and says, oh, come on now. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And it's beyond okay, brothers and sisters. It is. It's beyond anything I could ever imagine. I'm in such great care and you are too. You are forever in His arms. Oh, what a precious, precious Lord. But see, they thought He was dead that day. They thought He was gone. But no, no, no. His presence was coming forth more mightily than ever before. The plan of the ages is here. It is finished. And praise God, we are living in it, brothers and sisters. We are living in it. Sometimes I cry to the Lord. I do. Absolutely. Where do you cry? I don't want to cry to my pillow. Yeah, no. I won't cry to my friends. Sometimes I cry to my wife. And I know she just shakes her head and says, come on, honey. No, she's pretty good. She hangs in there with me. But I want to cry to the Lord. Uh-huh. I do. And He wants me to cry to the Lord. He hears me. It's precious how He hears me. But sometimes, brothers and sisters, I know it feels like such a dry land. God, if You'd just bring me one cup of cold water, just one. And He's there saying to me all the time, you know, if you just look around in the eyes of faith, which I've given you, son, how about that fountain behind you? How about that gushing fountain in front of you? How about all the water that, hallelujah, I want you to swim in. I don't want you to just get out there in your ankles. I want you to dive in it.
Amen.
We're as rich as can be. I've got Jesus. I'm as rich as can be. Blood and water. And He's saying that, blood and water. You're going to come boldly. You're going to get some confidence. You're going to come and drink of Me. You're going to come and behold the Lamb today.
Hallelujah.
What do you think? God help us. May He convict us to say, where else are we going to go?
Right.
Just like that, dear brother. Where, to whom shall we go? And I'm going to tell you something. You don't have a place to go. There isn't. It's Him. Oh, Lord, I believe. And I'm sure. That Thou art that Christ.
Amen.
The Son of the living God. I see it. I see You. Lord, You've caused the blind to see. You've caused the lame to walk. You clean the leper. You turn the sorrow to joy. You quicken the dead. But Lord, most of all, You're the restorer of my soul. You lift me up. And I say, God, help us, brothers and sisters, to not waste another moment. Not waste another moment. Oh, no. The victory, praise the Lord, is at hand. And it's there at the cross. I believe that Thou art the Son of God.
Amen.
I believe that Thou art the Son of God. There's no doubt it's real. He is risen. And in that, I have risen with Him and I have been seated together with Him. I'm clean. I'm free. I'm holy. I'm righteous. I'm accepted. I'm a child of the King. What more could I ever want? Do you think we could be a little bit thankful today? Do you think by the grace of God we could sing praises to Him? Do you think by the grace of God we could get into the plan that He has for us and say, Lord Jesus, thank You for that beautiful cross. Thank You for that beautiful cross. What was done there was the most beautiful thing there ever could be. You died for me. You died for them. God, You allowed Your Son to become sin for me who knew no sin. And all I can do is behold that wondrous Lamb and say, thank You for that beautiful slain Lamb. And I'm going to tell you, that'll be the same Lamb that the four living ones will see right there in the midst of the throne. If you're not seeing the Lamb today, you'll never see Him like that.
Right.
The Lamb who came to die for me. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank You. We praise You. What a wonderful God. Lord, convict our hearts this morning. Lord, help us to draw nigh to You. God, You have called us with a mighty calling today. And it's all Your love. You're telling to come feast of You. Get in here. Come boldly. As we said Friday night at prayer meeting, I appreciate that, Lord. Come and get it. Come and get it. Draw in here. Lord, You love us. You love us. We don't get clean and draw to You. Praise God, You've already made us clean and You said, come on in. Lord, we just ask that You would work Your perfect work in us. We ask that we would just continue to magnify your wondrous Son. We thank you again that we can glory in this day, that He is risen, that it is finished, and praise God, thy will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.